Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of DMDR. This is Jeremy Connor. So today I want to talk about that Will Smith slap. So everybody pretty much well knows that that whole deal wasn't about what Chris Rock said. It was more, I tell you what, I've had my own version of the Will Smith slap, and I'll tell you that story in a little bit. But for those that don't know, and I don't see how you wouldn't know, is at that award show, and I can't remember which one. I just don't care, honestly. Grammys or Emmys or whatever that shit is. I've never seen one in its entirety because it's boring. No one gives a damn. The only time I'm even remotely interested is when something like that happens and you get that little 5-second clip of the one interesting thing that happened at the award show. So anyway, Chris Rock's on stage doing his comedian shtick. He calls Will Smith's wife's G.I. Jane, and Will Smith's wife has the alopecia where it makes her hair go away. And, I mean, I'll say she rocks the bald look, but anyway, it's neither here nor there. Will Smith, at first, is laughing along with everybody else, and he sees his wife is pissed. Then he goes up and smacks the shit out of Chris Rock. And Chris Rock took that damn hit like a champ. Will Smith ain't no tiny fella. And Chris Rock is an itty-bitty guy. He reminds me of my Uncle David. Don't weigh nothing. But anyway, it was just a bad thing all the way around, because Will Smith didn't slap Chris Rock because he was mad at Chris Rock. It was his wife was pissed, and Will Smith, I figure, thought he had to save face. And plus, if you're in a bad relationship that you're trying to make work, you're going to act in ways you never thought you would. So that slap should have never happened. And in defense of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, that was a shitty antiquated joke. A G.I. Jane joke, like now, that's, how old is that movie? I'd be surprised if anybody under the age of 30 even knows what the hell Chris Rock was talking about. So as a comedian, I can say that was kind of a lame-ass joke. I love Chris Rock. He's an excellent comedian, but that one actually would have fell real flat if, you know, I think that slap probably saved that joke, honestly, because I think if that hadn't happened, it would just been pin drop silent. And I know what that's like when a joke don't land and it's just, you're hearing crickets, that sucks. So if anything, Will Smith gave Chris Rock another Netflix special over that. So Will Smith was kind of the loser on that one because everybody's like, ah, Will's a simp and a bitch and all that. But I see a fella, if you see later on in the show, he's got tears streaming down his eyes. You know, he's angry and he's hurt. And I know that feeling because on one side, he's trying to save face for his wife that he loves. And he's embarrassed and he's angry because, and he's not just angry at Chris Rock. He's angry because his wife is cheating on him. Not to say that Will Smith hasn't ever cheated. I'm sure the both of them has cheated their asses off, because Will Smith was hot property back in the day. Talk about a man that could have any woman he wanted. That was Will Smith. And Jada, very good looking lady. And so I have no idea, honestly, but my guessing is that Will Smith probably cheated on Jada in the past, and he feels guilty about it. And then Jada's like, all right, it's my turn. And that back and forth stuff just don't work. So I'm pretty sure that Will Smith was an asshole back in the day. We all were when we were younger. And he probably was a cheating son of a bitch. And then Jada probably turned the tables. And I've done some bad things when I was younger. Not so much as cheating, but I was an asshole to my wife. And we kind of took turns with that. And what stopped me from that is when my wife had a gutful of it. She said enough, and she was ready to call it quits. And I was like, oh, I better wake the hell up. And then I started, you know, just default being good to her. And then she took her turn kind of being a dick for a while. Then I got a gutful. And over the years, we've leveled out. We're fixing to have our 13th, 14th. I'm pretty sure it's 13th. I believe we've been together 14 years, but it's going to be our 13th wedding anniversary this month. And we've had a lot of ups and downs. But we're at the point now to where it's all leveled out. We both are older. We know what we want in a relationship, and we work hard for it. And not to say we don't fight still every now and then, but we try to resolve it. Like, I don't wake up in the morning saying, hey, this is it. We work at it, and it's going to be like that for the rest of our lives. The nice part is it's rare when it happens. Like, we enjoy each other's company. What me and my wife's biggest problem is we're just tired, and our patience wears thin because we're all the time either having to worry about finances or the kids or cleaning up after the kids. It's always something going on. So anyway, back to Will and Jada. I'm sure he's burnt her in the past, and now she's kind of taking her turn. I mean, she publicly humiliated Will Smith about the whole cheating thing at that Red Table Talk deal. And I hope to goodness they're getting marriage counseling. I feel bad for the kids. Like, their kids, I haven't heard much from them in the news lately. And that's a good thing. Because Jaden was kind of getting into some weirdness for a while. He's young. That's just to be expected. Willow, you don't hear an awful lot about. And it ain't none of our business, honestly. What I hope for Will and Jada is to have a normal life. I hope that they have enough money to skate by for the rest of their life. Will and Jada don't have to work no more, and they can just be a family. They can't sustain a family and be in the movies all the time. That's just not how it works. How much money do you have, honestly? You see some actors that make it big, and you don't hear from them again. You know, they made their money. They're running off. Rappers are especially good at that. I can't tell you how many rappers was just huge and kind of turned into one-hit wonders, and they're gone. They made their money, and they pissed right off, and I respect that. And even the ones that have been gone for a long time and coming back, you know, they made their money. They got to go out, have their family, have some peace, not being hounded by autograph seekers. And then, you know, they got older and they're like, hey, I'd like to get back into it. That's perfectly fine. You know, their kids are probably grown now. Rick Moranis, you know, he was massive in the 80s and 90s. And he took off just as soon as his wife passed away. He said, you know, I'm done. I'm going to take care of the kids. And that's what he's done. He has been in very few things for 30 years now. And I respect the hell out of that. Like, he's Rick freaking Moranis. Super likable guy. I can't think of many movies he's been in that I didn't like. But he was done with acting for a long time, and he still very little does bit parts and this and that. And he might never go back to acting again. Sean Connery quit. That last movie of his sucked ass so bad. It was like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Just a shitty movie. And I think he'd been in a few other bombs, and he was just done. And he was getting up in years anyway. I wish he could have left on a high note, honestly, because he was a good actor. So in a way, it was a shame that Sean Connery left on a shitty movie. But man, when you're done, you're done. You don't owe the fans nothing. You know, it's ultimately, it's your life. And I hope he spent the rest of his years, you know, doing what he wanted to do. Kind of fading out of the limelight to where he could be out in public and not get bothered. But anyway, I'll go ahead and tell you my little Will Smith slap story. So I was dating this girl, and I was in probably, I think I was a freshman in high school. And I was dating this girl, and she was real mouthy. And she was real good about talking smack to people. Well, anyway, this one boy I went to school with that rode my school bus had called her a bitch. And, of course, I was mad that's my girlfriend. But also in the back of my head, I'm thinking, well, he's not exactly wrong either because she could flat light you up. But anyway, I was just like, hey, you know, don't do that again. And so everybody in the back of the bus is calling me a pussy for not whooping him. And these were my school bullies, too. My two worst bullies was on that school bus. And they just, every day, called me a pussy. And then the girl I was dating at the time was like, you know, why didn't he stand up for me? So about 2 days pass, and I was trying to get out of it, but I knew something was probably going to have to happen. And I told that guy, I said, don't you ever call my girlfriend a bitch no more in front of everybody. And then he called me a bitch. And then that gave me total permission to fight him. And I did. I whipped him. But the point of that story is I didn't whip that guy over calling my girlfriend at the time a bitch. I was fighting for my pride, I guess, because I was already getting bullied. Everybody's calling me a pussy for not fighting this guy in the first place. I had never been in a fight before. That was my very first fight. But I remember me and him fought, and I shook his hand, and that was that. And I remember that the kids in the back of the bus gave me just a little bit more respect, not much. Matter of fact, you know, in the end, it made it worse for me because, you know, then, you know, I'm at school and people are calling me Billy Badass and all that stuff. But the whole entire point is she was, in fact, by dictionary terms, a bitch to him. Like that kid that I fought, you know, I was picked on, but this kid was picked on bad. Everybody messed with this kid. And my girlfriend at the time, you know, gave him some hell. But I knew how mouthy she was. So that entire fight was just for me being stressed out, under pressure, peer pressure. You know, it was just, it's a hard decision because I don't like fighting. And it's weird how that was the catalyst of me dropping out of school. It's weird how every single little choice you make, it's a butterfly effect. No matter how little of a detail it is, it's changing something in your future. Had I not met my first girlfriend, I wouldn't have never met my wife, ever. And that was a good... See, I dated my girlfriend at the time. She was 16. I was 16. So that'd been 1996. No, it was 1995 when I got my first girlfriend. So I was 15 at the time. So from 15, and I didn't get married to Kelly until 2010. There was a lot of mechanisms going on in between 1995 and 2010. It's just, it's wild. Had I dated a different girl, I guarantee I'd have a different wife right now. But anyway, Will Smith wasn't the good guy in that whole situation. And neither was Chris Rock, but at a very much tinier deal, because Chris Rock's a comedian. I don't think he's being malicious. It was just a very lame joke. That joke wouldn't have worked in a billion years if it hadn't been for, you know, the Will Smith slap. As a matter of fact, had Will Smith never said nothing, Chris Rock would have been the damn bad guy. All that Will Smith would have had to have done to ruin Chris Rock would just to... After Chris Rock said that joke, all that Will Smith would have had to have done is grabbed his wife and hugged her and looked sad. And everybody would have turned on Chris Rock so fast. Man, can you believe what the fuck Chris Rock did? You know, Will Smith wouldn't have had this Netflix special had he not got the piss smacked out of him. And it was classy on Chris Rock's part not to sue Will Smith, because, I mean, what more can you do? Chris Rock's already wealthy. He don't need to sue Will Smith. And Will Smith's already being punished. He can't go to the award show for like a decade. Public favor has fallen for Will Smith. You know, Chris Rock won that round, hands down. So anyway, don't just look at that slap and be like Will Smith's just a dickhead. Because there was a lot going on behind the scenes, obviously. And I've dated girls where I didn't act like myself. Like, I've dated girls that were too tough for me. And by tough, I mean they were just hardened. There was one that I was engaged to. And when I met her when we were kids, she was just sweet. And just happy. Happy-go-lucky, just, it's hard to explain. Well, we meet up again like a decade later, and she's gone through a lot of shit, and she's hardened. And there was still quite a bit of the happiness in her, but there was still, like, you could have dropped her off in the middle of East L.A., and she would have made it out just fine. You know, she was just tough. She was street tough. And I was, by the time me and her had met, I was pretty soft. I was real soft, honestly. I was a little bit harder because of my ex-wife. Me and this lady here hadn't met until after my divorce. But still, I was real soft. I still got my feelings hurt easy. And I'm still kind of like that. I'm nowhere near as sensitive as I used to be, but I'm still pretty damn sensitive. And me and that woman cared for each other, but we just didn't match. Like, she's remarried now, and I believe they matched up really well. I'm glad for her because she picked some goobers there for a while that was just trouble for her and her kid. So I'm glad that she found her match, and I found mine. I think me and every woman I've had a relationship with that didn't work, I hope we both learned something at the time, because I think I've learned something and gained something from every lady I've dated, and I hope they learned something from me, because the thing I kind of prided myself on was not being overbearing. Like, a lot of guys want to be the boss. And I was just more like, I automatically trust you until you break that trust. So I wasn't trying to sneak into their phone or anything like that. Until they proved otherwise, I just automatically trusted everybody. And on the other hand, when we'd split up, I left them alone. Like, they said they were done, I took them at their word, because I learned from my first ex, when they're done, they're done. There's not much you can do about that. I apologize for my voice. I wish it would stay this deep all the time. I'm just got a little bit of a head cold going on. Man, I would love for my voice to just stay like this, the very white, you know. I wish I could have this deep chocolate voice all the time. But anyway, don't judge Will Smith too harshly. He's rich and famous, and that's hard enough. And he does have access to all this neat stuff that we don't. But we have a lot of access to stuff that he will never get to have again. I can go to Taco Bell and eat inside Taco Bell, and no one gives a shit. I'm there. Not one person cares that Jeremy Connor is eating a delicious Taco Bell bell box in the middle of Taco Bell. No one wants my autograph. No one wants pictures with me. I can just live my life. And to me, that's priceless. Will Smith, one of the best things I believe that could happen to him is just to fade from the public eye. Just be forgettable and just enjoy his money and his family and just live life. He's made a ton of good movies. He's got a good legacy. If it was me, I would take this as a cue to drop out of the entertainment industry, unless he just loves it. If it's something he loves, it's a whole other can of corn right there. But me, I love peace and quiet. I love being a nobody, believe it or not. And I'm in like the perfect spot because I like to do my stand-up comedy stuff. And I do well enough that I get laughs, but I don't do so well that people give a shit about me. I get done with the set, and I go sit back down. No one gives a shit, you know, they're moving on to the next person. And I think that's just the sweet spot. I'm never going to get rich and famous, and I'm grateful as long as I can just stick around the spot I'm at now. So with Chris Rock, you know, he just got paid. You know, he had this last Netflix special. It was pretty good. I liked it. He's done better, but this ain't bad at all. I mean, his worst is better than my peak. You know, Chris Rock is an artist as far as it comes to comedy. You know, if it wasn't for Chris Rock, we wouldn't have half the people we have. But anyway, man, it's so weird to think that Chris Rock was like the Dave Chappelle and the Bill Burr. Like, Chris Rock was the top of the food chain for a while. And he's still up there. But, apologize. I can't think of the fellow's name. He's friends with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Short fellow, and I can't think of his name, but he's mega popular. I believe he's like top of the food chain right now. For the life of me, his name blanked out on me. But anyway, none of that matters. I'm just saying, if you get a hold of somebody that ain't right for you, or even if they are, you're going to change. You're going to act like you normally wouldn't, whether you're smacking the piss out of Chris Rock out of pride and embarrassment, or you fight some kid on the school bus because he called your girlfriend a bitch even when she was being a bitch. Just try not to judge others too harshly. I hope the best for Chris Rock and Will Smith. I hope they enjoy their money, enjoy what they're doing, and just kind of either fade out or, you know what, I ain't making no damn sense. I'm trying to make a point, it just ain't working. So anyway, I just felt like talking about that, so here I am. If y'all don't mind, I want to give a shout out to Austin Campbell and his new Chicken Noodle podcast. Look at it on Anchor and Spotify. I think he's 6 episodes out now, and he's starting out great. When I started out, I'm still not very good right now, but my first 10 episodes were trash. And this fella has gotten 6 episodes in, and I'm looking forward to his episodes. Matter of fact, my son likes listening to him. Also, check out One Cardinals, One Cub, and One Beer on Spotify. Those are some good buddies of mine that are comedians that does the sports Cardinals and Cubs podcast. I don't really even keep up with baseball, but I like listening to those two. So anyway, guys, I'm going to go back edit this. I'll catch y'all later. Y'all take care. Bye.